archivepodcasts.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is another Saturday, Melissa Sargent. How are you?
I'm alive and well, and it's a very nice Saturday out.
It's kind of mellow out there for El Paso.
Not too cold, not too hot.
And as we say, we get lots of beach and no water. That's okay, too. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we're going to do history on the radio today. We're talking Cloudcroft history this morning, and we put the Cloud Climber?
Crumb Climber,
whatever that thing is. But the railroad that went up there basically made Cloudcroft. We'll get to that in a minute. We're looking for our Ed. If you're looking for us to call you, we're trying not to. Call us. Ed hadn't come in on the phone yet.
Hello, Ed.
Come in, Cloudcroft. In fact, anybody in Cloudcroft can call us today and give us
history
if they want. But what we're going to talk about today is your standard El Paso area history, because Texas history begins in El Paso. And a lot of the regions of southern New Mexico, we include them all the time, mainly because our signal goes there and it's our history as well.
Right. And then we have a lot of internet listeners that go to iHeartRadio.com and click on the app and listen to us live on the radio.
Well, what we also do here is talk about Texas history beginning in El Paso. I have to include a lot of the southern New Mexico, because once upon a time, the Indians didn't care what the political boundaries were.
Yep.
And as we made...
Still don't. I'm sorry.
You're correct about that. But as we go further into the world of our own history, we do find that it does connect quite a bit. And so we find ourselves doing more and more southern New Mexico history. And we've got coming up an author who has written a whole bunch of books about things in the area of Mesilla.
Oh, yeah.
And we're
going to
have him on in a couple of weeks, Billy the Kid's Grave, La Posta. And there's all kinds of stuff that does interconnect here, because they can't claim Billy the Kid exclusively.
No.
We got a piece of him on
the
history.
It seems like New Mexico, El Paso, and all these little areas have a little bit of Billy somewhere.
Well, he got around.
Yeah, he did.
He was
running from everybody.
And what apparently this guy's talking about in one of his books, Billy the Kid's Grave, he talks about the guy's girlfriend and something. What was that all about?
Oh, which one was that?
I don't know. He'll be on in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, we do have the trivia questions going today, right?
Yes, we do. We got trivia questions, and we're going to be giving away $20 in food certificates to Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant in Canutillo, the best New Mexican food in the world. And then we've also got a lot of El Paso Gold DVDs. We've got Legends of El Paso's Mountains. We've got Waco Tanks. We've got Tom Lee's El Paso, Rosa Garretta's 80th Birthday, Ghost Stories, Gunfights of the Old West, and Smelter.
Well, what we did last week, some guy said, I would like your Legends video. We didn't announce it because we didn't have it. And that was the second time somebody said that. So I now have brought in
two.
We've got in a couple of them here, Legends of El Paso's Mountains. And that's also on our website, ephistory.com, if you want to go buy one. That would be just a thrill there.
There you go.
We do have stores all over the place that carry these things. One's in Cloudcroft.
As a matter of fact.
The guy we're looking for.
That's at Mayhill, isn't it?
No, I think
it's
he's... I haven't been up there to see where he is, but it's the Invisible Bookstore. Or Invisible...
That's why I haven't seen it when I've been up there. I've
not been able to find it.
Dang it, that's... But if you want to sell books invisibly...
That's what happens up there. The whole idea of doing this radio show is mainly because it started with Leon Metz for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Leon was very interested in the Old West and focused a lot on that. And as he graduated, you came in, and now we're doing any and all history. And we're finding a lot of interest in a lot of things that go on around here that we didn't used to do a lot of.
Yeah, Leon was my first intro to El Paso history, too, because when we first moved here, he was on the radio, and I'd listen to him in the afternoon on the drive home.
And also his book publisher at the time was Mangan.
Mangan, and then Texas, is that Texas West Press?
No, Texas Western Press did do a lot of them, but Frank Mangan was also his publisher.
Right.
And I remember once visiting back in El Paso. I'm a native kid, but I left town for 27 years. In the middle of all that, I came back and I saw those guys on TV talking about El Paso history. And I got to tell you something, it interested me, because I had never heard El Paso history talked about like that before. Mm. There was Frank Mangan on TV with Leon Metz, and what we found out was that, look at all the stuff that's gone on here.
Yeah.
And there has been quite a bit. But my problem was I wasn't taught that. I went 1 through 13, actually, if you count UTEP, for a year. I spent that much time in El Paso, and nobody ever explained to me hardly any of the history.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not uncommon across the country, unfortunately.
Well, we should change that because then you'll have less of a brain drain.
Yeah. Well, when I was young in school in California, they taught it.
Oh, they taught Texas history?
That's why we got here as soon as we could. No.
California history.
No, but it was very similar history because we learned about the Camino Reals, the missions, the Hispanic heritage.
Everything. As we're talking about all this, we do have a lot of interest in the region. And part of what El Paso did was sort of create Cloudcroft. And that's an interesting thing because we're going to ask our guest on the phone now what that's all about. We want to welcome to the radio program Mr. Ed Wooten. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ed.
We're doing good. How's the world up on top? Because that's where you are.
Oh, it's beautiful up here.
Temperature. What's the temperature this morning?
It's a little cool. We had some snow a couple days ago.
Oh, wow.
And but it's very pleasant right now. Mid-40s, 50s.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Well, I want to thank you for ringing us up because you can't quite make it here. You have a store to run today.
I do. I have Imaginary Books up here in Cloudcroft.
Uh-huh.
And we made the joke before you came on, the reason we can't find your store.
Because it's imaginary.
But tell us, where is it?
Right.
Where is it?
It is upstairs in the Borough Street Exchange. Oh. There's a bakery there that everybody's familiar with.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right on the main drag then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the basics. Why is that called Borough Street? Any idea on that one?
I do not know, but originally it was one of the dividing lines for the village. All of the rich folks were on the south side of that, and all of the workers were on the north side. And there were actually, way back when, there was a fence down the middle of the street.
Really? Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah, so they wouldn't come and interfere with us.
Now, when you say us, which side were you on, Ed? I have to ask. No, you don't have to answer that. But Ed,
his shop's now on the side, the rich side.
But the interesting thing about Cloudcroft is I wanted to talk about this today is the fact that you also run a museum there, do you not? Or are you part of it?
I am the president of the Sacramento Mountains Historical Society, and we run the museum here in Cloudcroft, Museum in Pioneer Village. Everybody just calls it the Cloudcroft Museum. It's the Sacramento Mountains Historical Museum in Pioneer Village.
Well, I think a lot of people need to know that because that is a part of El Paso's history when you think about it. And if you don't mind, give us a rundown. First of all, where is Cloudcroft in relation to the world? It's in New Mexico. We know that.
Right.
And
we're about 100 miles north of El Paso.
But
In the Sacramento Mountains, we're up the mountain from Alamogordo.
Well, and you have a long history with the railroad because the railroad pretty much built Cloudcroft, am I correct?
It did, actually. It started with the two brothers, Charles Eddy and J. Arthur Eddy. They started out as cowboys up in Colorado, and they ended up wandering down the Pecos River. And when they got to the area of about Carlsbad, there was a little village there, but they kind of turned into entrepreneurs and more or less founded the town of Carlsbad.
Oh,
of Carlsbad.
They started speculating with the railroad and moved to El Paso, and they started the El Paso and Northeastern Railroad. They were going to build north. There was no railroad going north out of El Paso, and they built it. They were originally going to connect with, they were going up to White Oaks, which at the time was a big mining community. It was like 3,000 population there at the time.
That's big.
About 12 now.
I've been there.
Yes.
It was silver mining, wasn't it, up there?
Not sure about what kind of mining. I believe it was silver. But they were also going to continue the railroad north and to the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
Oh.
How far away were they?
Quite a ways.
I mean, hundreds of miles.
So was that
back
Utah? Colorado?
Well, no, that was a different line.
Okay.
But it was coming into New Mexico, so.
Well, also at some point, these guys, I guess it was them, did they also build into Carrizozo?
Well, what happened is they laid the line. They got up to about where Alamogordo is, and there was no town at that time. And J. Arthur Eddy actually laid out the grid, the plat for Alamogordo. It was 1 square mile, and he sort of arranged the town as it is and still is today. Of course, it's spread from there. But he needed lumber for their railroad, for the cross ties, the trestles, and then, of course, buildings. So, and he was familiar. He had been up into the Sacramento Mountains exploring, and he realized there was a rich, you know, pine forest up here. So they planned and laid out a spur line from Alamogordo up the mountain to about where the village of Cloudcroft is, and laid it out and started lumbering in this area. They had little spur lines off from there, and people were hearing about how nice it was up the mountain. So people from El Paso, Las Cruces, the area, wanted to ride the train up the mountain and kind of picnic up here. So they eventually added a couple excursion cars to the train to handle passengers, and they would come up, spend the day in the cool, and then head home again. And then Eddie got the bright idea that why don't we build a facility for them to stay overnight. So they built the Lodge Pavilion, which had like 50 tent platforms around it, and people could stay in a tent for a day or two or three or whatever. And it went from there. So it was the railroad that actually laid out all of the earliest buildings here in Cloudcroft. And,
roughly what and year are we talking? What year are we talking about there?
1898.
98, okay.
Well, the building that your museum is in, that was built by the El Paso and Northeastern Railroad, but it was the office building, am I correct?
We have several buildings that were built by the railroad originally. The main one would be our chapel. It was built as an office for the railroad, and it was close to the depot. The original depot isn't here anymore, but our chapel was the office that was right across the track from the depot. And later on, it was just a storage building, and then the Episcopal Church got it a hold of it, and they turned it into a chapel. And it held services for many years. And the museum got a hold of it, and we restored it. We moved it onto the museum grounds.
Oh, you actually moved it. Okay.
Yeah. We have done that several times. We have, and a lot of people don't realize this. When they drive through Cloudcroft, they just see the museum, the front building, which is actually three log cabins that were connected. But we have 2.5 acres of grounds here, and we have 14 buildings currently full of exhibits.
Well, wow. Well, for the tourist that wants to know, how often are you open and what days, what times?
Winter hours, we're just open Fridays and Saturdays. When we get into the summer, we will be open 5 days a week.
Weekdays or weekends or both or what? Combination?
Both. Mm-hmm.
Well, a connection I found was kind of interesting. I was doing some research. Is you had the railroad lines and the men that were working up there, but there was a connection with the Harvey girls, am I correct?
They, of course, Fred Harvey started a lot of the... They were called Harvey Houses. It was a combination restaurant hotel strictly for the railroad passengers. And, of course, the Harvey girls worked there as, you know, waitresses and whatnot. And they also, yes, they serviced the trains coming through. And
the rail workers and such?
Eventually, yes, and dining cars were added to the trains and... The Harvey girls had quite a history throughout the western U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Where there were Harvey houses all over. He was very entrepreneurial.
Well, Ed, I should tell you, we're going to take a break here in a moment. We will do that to you. I'll put you on hold. You'll hear the radio show. I'm Jackson Polk. You and I talked on the phone to get this going. The lady, I didn't introduce you properly. It's Melissa Sargent right here.
Hello.
And she is one of the historical people here.
I'm hysterical, more or less.
But also, just to let you know, if anybody wants to see some pictures of what's going on, Barbara Given-Baney has already put stuff on a Facebook page called Remember in El Paso When. And she's right now got July 4th in Cloudcroft. 1908, and there's a bunch of buildings already by then. So you said this began, that was about 10 years of existence already by 1908, right?
Yes.
Cool. Well, Cloudcroft, again, is a part of El Paso's history in a number of ways. There was a committee of people that went up there and bought property and I think kind of ran the place for a while. We'll talk about that if you like. But also, there's a baby sanatorium that was up there because people in El Paso, the kids in the heat in the summer, needed some relief, and it was Cloudcroft. We'll get to that. The cities, another topic is you like, Ed, because you're the guy we go to today for what's going on in Cloudcroft and in the history. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. We're gonna do a trivia question or two. Stay on hold if you don't mind, Ed. And we think you're going to know the answers to some of these questions, but we got to. Well,
I hope so.
Well,
I do too.
We've sort of been quizzing you on what the questions are already to make sure we got them right. But hang on a second. Just don't go away. We'll be back in a second with you. Okay.
Very good.
Hold on. All right, now the thing, you've got trivia on your brain here, Melissa.
I'm always trivial.
And you got all these videos we already talked about, and there's a couple of legends, because people, Legends of the Mountains, because people, I got a call from a guy a couple of weeks ago. Shelley gave me the guy's number. I rang him up, and we had a great conversation yesterday about the Lost Padre Mine.
Ah, here we go.
Well, he knew a guy down in the San Jose Mission in Juarez who would go to the other mountains and come back with gold coins.
Ooh.
Like, okay, that wasn't a Lost Padre mine because Lost Padres didn't have coins back in the day.
Now you get across the country line.
But I decided for him that it was probably a Pancho Villa stash.
Yeah.
Well, coins of the realm.
I'm sure the stuff's hidden all over the place.
You just have to find it.
Yeah.
And when you do, please call me.
Yeah.
But
I'll trade you a lottery ticket for it.
No, I tell you what. No, I told the guy, all I want is the video. I'll come shoot it. You keep the gold, yeah, and we'll go History Channel.
See,
all right, giving away stuff like we said, Pepe's and whatever, but what's the question?
Well, who built the Sacramento Mountains Historical Society's chapel or the Cloudcroft Museum, which we're talking about, in Cloudcroft? Who built that building?
We said that already.
Yeah, and that's the chapel, which, of course, I mentioned earlier, some different things. So if you're listening, you'll know the answer.
Well, you want to throw out the second question, see if anybody can answer either one. Let's do it that way today.
Okay, and then the second question is, what group of ladies used to prepare meals for the men working the railroad in Cloudcroft?
Oh, my. And also, another thing we're going to get to, I'm sure Ed can help us with this, and that is Pancho Villa rode that train once.
Oh, I believe
it. He wanted to go up and get cooled off?
Well, I mean, that was quite the excursion. I wish they had kept that line open. Can you imagine today to be able to take, like you do up in Colorado and some of the others, take the train line up?
Well, if anybody wants to play that game, I'll be glad to buy a ticket. But in the meantime, I bought a lottery ticket. Oh, let's put the train in, shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, these lottery. Oh, by the way, I want to say hello to my new best friend in the world. Whoever in El Paso wins the lottery.
Oh, yeah. give us a call.
Yeah.
And we could use your help.
And we could take their calls right here at 915.
555. What is it? I don't know. 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
You can't drive a nail with a screwdriver.
Oh, man.
And you can't use money as a tool if you've got it locked up in government programs, like pension plans or IRAs. Bill Linderman here, El Paso's old-fashioned finance dude. The stock market's been nailed 3 times since 2000. Clients on InTouch financial plans never lost a dime.
Phew!
When the stock market takes the next dive and everyone else is losing their britches, clients on InTouch financial plans will have money sitting, waiting, ready to take advantage of any opportunities that may come up because they did it the smart way, the way the wealthy do it, without using the stock market.
Oh!
That, my friend, is just one example of using money as a tool. Call me to learn how you can start using money as a tool without getting nailed in the stock market at 915-595-2752. That's 915-595-2752. Or on the interwebs at keepingintouchfinancial.com. In Touch Financial, keeping you from getting hammered in the stock market.
This weekend only, the Corporate Buick GMC used car $1 down sale. That's right, $1 down and you're driving the finest collection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs in the city. Hurry for best selection. Prices are slashed and painted clearly on the windshield. Or click on the CrawfordBuickGMC.com. Expedited credit approval, the best financing options, and the friendliest professional sales team in the business. Right now, during the Crawford used car $1 down sale. CrawfordBuickGMC.com, Montana and Airway. If you haven't shopped Crawford used cars, you're not done shopping.
Ditch Witch Sales and Service in El Paso introduces the new Yanmar line of multi-use compact utility tractors. Yanmar designs, manufactures, and engineers all major components in-house, from the engine and transmission to the axles. And because they're made to work perfectly together, you get more usable horsepower and a smoother ride. See the new Yanmar tractors and the full lineup of Ditch Witch construction products at Ditch Witch Sales and Service, 10033 Railroad Drive, just north of Loop 375, or call them at 821-4477 or 800-444-7577.
As entrepreneurs, they're always on the go. That's why they created Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with their mobile apps. See how it works at grasshopper.com. Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Staying in shape never sounded so good.
Hey Siri, open iHeartRadio.
Radio stations and playlists perfect for working out.
This is Gene from Metallica.
This is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Free radio and music on demand all in one app. Play any song, get unlimited skips, even take your music offline and listen data free. Let iHeartRadio help you succeed in 2017. See what everyone's talking about at iHeartRadio.com or just download the free iHeartRadio app now.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got stuff going on here to tell you about. We got Ed Wooten on hold. He's in Cloudcroft. And he is cooling his jets, apparently, because it's cold up there.
That's
but
right.
Not too cold. Anyway, we'll get to him in a minute. And I thank him for being here today on the radio with us. Got a couple of callers to talk to in a moment. We need to tell you what's going on today on the Mission Trail. El Paso Mission Trail is holding their annual fundraiser. It's a special presentation called A Spanish Night. That's with the K-N-I-G-H-T, by Danzas Españolas, and the director is Nina Gomez. And it's on February 18th, which would be today. And it's at La Cueva Theater. And at La Cueva is it 10810 Socorro Road, 10810. And they have a silent auction at 4 o'clock today, and the Danza Españolas at 4:30. Give them a call for information, 851-9997 for ticket information, or just show up at the door with money. I think they would appreciate that because it's a fundraiser. And the Mission Trail is one of the few organizations that has consistently, for decades, been promoting the Mission Trail with or without help. So bless their hearts, 851-9997 today.
And you got some really cool things coming up. Texas Trost Society is having an evening with Trost. You can join them for their first membership event of the year, and it's called An Evening with the Trosts. They'll be at the rooftop of the terrace of the beautiful El Paso del Norte Hotel and the ground floor lounge under the dome, which is, if I'm correct, is closed right now while they're refurbishing it.
Well, I think this is the last tour they're going to do
tour
up on the terrace.
Yeah, and so this is going to be Sunday, February 26th from 5 to 7 p.m., and you can RSVP to Melissa, M-A-L-I-S-S-A.
The other one.
Yeah, the other one, at texastrost.org. And it's only $25 for members, and that includes a tour and a drink, and $50 for non-members, which includes membership, a tour, and a drink. We belong to the Trost Society. It's a great society.
It's a good crowd. Now, I tell you, as we go to the phones to talk about the trivia questions, I want to make a programming announcement. We will be off the air next week only. We're back on March 4th. We're going to step aside for this new program that KTSM is creating called Talk El Paso. And Andrew J. Polk is the host, along with Paul De La Pena.
Hey.
Today, they're going to do a half an hour at noon. So get the feel.
A teaser.
Get the feel for who they are. That's the only time we can give them away. Except next week, we're going to step out. They're going to come in for 2.5 hours. They'll do our time slot, and then they're going to do that extra half hour
and
as well.
Share that with your friends and family, because that's going to be a nice talk show format.
It's issues of El Paso.
Yeah.
We just do history.
That's right.
And if you want to get into the politics like we have been lately,
there you go.
You get into trouble. I'm going to give it to the kid
let
him deal with
it. He's young.
Well, not only that, he's ready because he's the ABC7 trainee for 4 years, and now he knows what he's doing with the El Paso news people.
He and Pena, they have a really kind of a good difference and balance of their personalities and politics per se, I think.
Okay, but guess what their topics are next week? Next week they're going to talk about the arena. And they're going to see who, when, what, and where. Is it really settled? Who knows? But that's the topic next week from 10 to noon on February 25th. Today, Andrew said he's going to talk about city council solutions as opposed to the specific arena, city council solutions, and he's going to begin getting into sanctuary city issues.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to do that on this show. Hit the kid with it at noon today, and it'll be the same call-in number, Andrew J. Polk and Paul De La Pena on News Radio 690 Talk El Paso, and next week 10 to noon right here. So that'll be kind of fun.
Yay.
All right, thank you people on hold here for being there, being on hold. In the order you call, we got Rick on the radio. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Melissa, Jackson.
Hey, Rick.
God bless you all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Are we having
an institution that's more informative than any institution in the United States?
Well, thank you kindly. And I got to tell you, it feels good to do this because, as you may have heard in the beginning, as a kid I grew up here. I never knew what happened here. So I left town thinking, well, nothing happened there, but I came back looking for it. My God, the history's amazing here. What's your history, Rick? Are you a native?
Yes, I'm a native, and I wish you'd offer a degree because I'm learning so much from you.
Hey, well, there you go. We can start a history degree program with a radio show.
There's also a lot of people talking about offering history courses like after school in some of the schools because they don't put it in curriculum.
Get history clubs going.
And the Women's Club will talk about the next hour. They're not in here today, but we're going to tell you why they're not in here. But also they're talking about doing the training of people just sort of ad hoc. And I'm thinking this new History Alliance that we're hearing about, they might want to do some training of people.
That's right.
So, but Rick, you and I basically have had to learn on our own. I learned by sitting in this chair.
You're paving the road. You've done it. You've started it all. I love you all.
Well, thank you kindly.
Thank you.
And as you may have heard us also, we stand on the shoulders of giants like Leon Metz and him before Timmons and all those other people. All right, Rick, we got you cornered here, dude. You got a question for which question do you want to do?
Well,
I want to do who I would get serviced by.
I beg your pardon.
Let's reword that, please, Rick.
Who
would serve you a nice hot plate of food? How's
food
that?
Food service, Rick.
The Harvey girls.
Hey, this is true. And you got that one because that one's fairly easy. Harvey girls were everywhere.
That's right.
But the fact that they went up to Cloudcroft and served those guys, I mean, that makes sense. But also, look what Barbara's doing on Facebook. She's got the sanatorium put up there now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also got, it's called Remember in El Paso Win, if you're looking for it, Rick.
Great.
And she's got the train depot in Cloudcroft now is up there on a picture on Facebook. So, all right, you got that one right, sir. You got Pepe's food. You got videos. Pick a video. Pick a food. What's up?
Give me the one of the Waco tanks.
There you go.
You got it.
Have you seen that one yet?
No, I have not seen that one.
All right.
It is great.
Take a look and call us back when we finally pick up your prize. Shelley will come on and tell you how to pick it up. That was one of the more diplomatic videos I've had to do because there's so many people who claim Waco tanks as their own, and they're right in their own way, right?
Yeah.
So take a look at that and see what you think. I'll put you on hold. Shelley will tell you how to pick it up, all right?
Okay, I'm calling from Timboron. I'm out here listening to you all.
Are you really? What's the temperature in Timboron?
Oh, it's about 48.
Okay, but
that's nice. That's comfortable.
I take it we get a pretty good, clear 690 signal right into your radio.
Yes, I'm up on the top, very, very top.
Oh, yeah. Standing on the ledge with this little transistor radio.
Well, I tell you, 690 goes into Ruidoso pretty hard, too, so it's a good thing. Well, thanks for ringing up, and hold on here. Shelley, tell you to pick it up, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick, for calling. All right, we got one caller. one caller named Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Well, I was going to answer Harvey Girls, but he already did.
He did. Now, we get the other one for you. What's the other question there?
It was, who built the Sacramento Mountains Historical Society's chapel at the museum in Cloudcroft?
I heard it, but I don't remember it.
We'll give it to you if you get the category of people.
I don't remember.
Oh.
Now, what, I'm going to try to help her out here. Yeah. What was it that made Cloudcroft occur? The first thing that got Cloudcroft into being a little town?
Miners?
Close.
Kind of. But how did they get up and down that mountain?
Trains.
Yay! You got it after all. The correct answer, Melissa, is what?
The correct answer is the El Paso and Northeastern Railroad. It was built.
Okay.
The chapel was originally built as an office building in 1899.
So there.
So now you know.
And now you won a prize. And what's left for you? We could actually give you a Pepe's. I think I got another one, but you could also have a DVD.
What do you want?
Either one.
Pepe's.
Got it.
Have you been there before?
Pepe's, yes.
Okay. Here's something new. Walk in there and say you want the Oñate special.
Okay.
And you can only you're only going to hear about it on this radio show. Today,
all right.
Today the Oñate special is going to be 3 flat tacos.
Okay.
For $6.
Sounds good.
That's way off their normal, but plus the side dishes that they always serve. So that's what's new. Pepe, I was talking to him yesterday. He said, hey, let's make up a special. I said, what is it? He said, whatever you want. Pick a new one every day. If they come in, he listens to the show. And if they come in and say the Oñate special and tacos, you'll get it for $6 today. How about that? But that's only today. Otherwise, you're going to have to put you on hold to pick up the certificate, all right?
Are you at work today?
She's still there, right?
Oh,
what?
Okay. She's
gone. Shelly's already taken your call. Oh, we're still talking to this lady, but we're not anymore.
Yeah, we're just talking to
ourselves. Well, talk to Shelly then. Have a nice day with her. Bye. We should thank Shelly in there for doing the calls. And Sergio Valenzuela.
Whose birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Sergio.
Happy birthday.
Oh, were you ready for this or what? Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Sergio's birthday. Don't sing. We'll be better off.
Oh, come on.
All right, we're going to come back with Ed Wooten in a moment. We've got to take one more break. Thank you, Sergio, for being the electronic guy. Shelly Sutherland will be the call screener lady. And that was Linda that won that. Thank you, Linda, for calling. Thank you, Rick, also. It's going to be fun here today because we intend to have fun.
Lots of fun.
Sergio, if you don't mind, we're going to take a break. Is that fair enough? Even though it's your birthday tomorrow? Okay. Well, 5-4 whatever. And Facebook.
We can go to El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, and you can see the pictures we were just talking about, the baby sanatorium, which we'll be asking our guest about shortly. And I'm trying to work on the notifications, so if you send me a note, give me a second, because it's not working correctly.
But if they want to, they can also just put that on El Paso History Radio Show.
No, there's no.
Oh, and by the way, I meant to mention, the new Talk El Paso show that's forming starting today again at noon, for this today's edition, they have a Facebook page. So if you want to get stirred up on their account, go to Talk El Paso on Facebook and like them and give them a comment. They'll be on today at noon. All right, back in a moment.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Say, folks, your New Year's resolutions are probably long gone, but if you own land, Mahindra's New Year's resolution sale will make sure you get more work done this year. My good friends at Mahindra are offering incredible deals on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth, like up to $7,900 in cash back and savings, plus the industry's best powertrain warranties. So if you gave up on that juice diet or pumping iron at the gym, don't worry. You can still care for the land you love with Mahindra tractors and utility vehicles. But hurry before the Mahindra New Year's resolution sale is gone. And I promise, Mahindra will help you get your work done, America. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cisco Equipment in Artesia or visit cisco-equipment.com. That's cisco-equipment.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that Belly Flattening Breakthrough Nubiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Nubiotics is so effective it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-600-2719. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-600-2719. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-600-2719.
Here's former pro football linebacker Ben Lieber.
Bipro is the highest quality whey protein isolate you could buy. There's never any fillers, sugars, or additives, and it's naturally sweetened. It's what you need to build and maintain muscle. Right now, go to BiproUSA.com. That's BiproUSA.com. And when you buy 1 2-pound jar of Bipro, you get the second jar half off with the promo code IHEART. Plus, you get free shipping. It's BiproUSA.com. Buy 1 2-pound jar, get the second half off and free shipping with the promo code IHEART. Bipro, lean, clean protein.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
The El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Holt.
All things are changing everywhere you go. We got Ed to talk to in a moment. We need to tell you about a symposium coming up in March, the 15th through the 19th. This is a biggie. We had them on the radio a couple of weeks ago. They're going to talk about all the Spanish trails that went through here. These guys are from Oregon and California, and their opinion is that everything that hit California was a California trail. Yeah, sure. But they want to come in here and tell us who what our trails are, and they've organized this whole thing. So give them a call. Cecilia Bell over there in Silver City. Call her up at 575-956-3294. More information on that, because they're doing a big symposium, be it the Sunland Park Hotel, now known as Country Inn and Suites. Bunch of stuff going on for several days. Take a look at that.
Okay, now you've also got coming up on the February 18th, which is today, you have the El Paso Archaeological Society has a featured speaker, Dr. David Kirkpatrick, and he's going to be talking about the archaeology of the Lincoln County War of the 1870s.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and he's also going to talk about the Alexander and Susan McSween house, which was the scene of the most famous gun battle of the Lincoln County War, and then also the architectural remains, burned artifacts of the McSween house in Lincoln, and even more. And then, that, like I said, that'll be today at 2 p.m., so definitely get out there at the Archaeology Museum. And then also, don't forget about EPAS. They're a wonderful organization, the El Paso Archaeological Society. They're always looking for new members. That's a great way to get to know some wonderful people and become a true armchair archaeologist.
That started back in the 1920s with Otis Altman. He went out to Waco,
the photographer.
Took some pictures out there, and away it went after that. We have Ed Wooten on the phone and on the line. Ed, thank you for being patient with us here. We got to sell some soap now and then, you know.
No, you, that's fine. Very good.
Well, you know how that is. Let's once again give you a plug, because you got a store up there. Where is your store? It's on the second floor of a...
I'm upstairs in the Borough Street Exchange. It's a little building full of shops. And
looks very Victorian, right?
I agree. Yes.
I think I've been through your store. Cool place.
We shot at it when we were up there performing as Six Guns of Shady Ladies. So.
Yeah, that's,
yes, exactly.
That's the other reason you may know Melissa Sargent here, because she's one of those people.
Yeah, we cause ruckus in the streets.
They always use my balcony to do
so that is your shop. Okay.
Talk to him about the baby sanatorium and things, all the El Paso connections.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. Have you got the information on the baby sanatoriums as to what it was, you know, when it started and what it was for?
I do. What would you like to know?
Well, what was the reason for having it, the sanatoriums?
It was 1904. There was a Dr. Stevenson, and he was taking the train from El Paso west. His wife was very ill, and he had a young son, a year and a half old son, who was having trouble breathing, and of course the heat in El Paso was oppressive. So he learned about or had been up to Cloudcroft before, so he got the idea of starting a sanitarium up here for babies to get them out of the heat, you know, from the desert.
Right.
And it took a few years, so it was about 1910, 11. The railroad, the El Paso Southwestern Rail, or Northwest.
Yeah, the El Paso Northeastern, North, yeah.
Railroad, yeah. They donated the land, and First National Bank of El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
Had a connection there. They donated $10,000. Other people donated money. And it was built, and it opened in 1911 for strictly infants to be housed there. And there were nurses on staff to take care of them. And it was in operation for a number of years. And the idea was to get the infants out of the heat and dust from lower down, especially kids that had breathing issues.
Yeah, and that just it that heat's so oppressive, yeah.
The sanitarium.
Well, our connection also in El Paso was the Women's Club of El Paso. One of the top leaders was Olga Kohlberg, and she brought in her brother-in-law, and I do not remember his name off the top of my head, brought him in from the East Coast to train staff on how to take care of these babies. He was there for, I think, the one or two summers and then headed back east, and then they continued with the local doctors that would go up, spend the weekend or time up there with the children. They'd trade off from El Paso. So it's a fascinating history that I don't think a lot of people know. Do you have an exhibit in the museum there about it?
Yes, we do.
Ah.
It's in our front building. We have a little corner dedicated to the sanatorium, and they had reunions for a number of years. Of course, at the last reunion, of course, they were all elderly. I'm not sure if any of them are still around. I would guess not, but I'm not sure.
Well, this thing I got, they lasted until 1934, says here.
Until air conditioning became...
kind of in El Paso?
Yeah, kind of in El Paso, in the hospitals and things.
And they made ice once in a while.
And kind of, the sanatorium was kind of outmoded by that time.
You know, another thing I found that was very interesting that people don't know, and again, that kind of goes back to El Paso and this whole region, is how we all get along together. Children were accepted, both rich and poor. The ones that could pay, paid. The ones that couldn't, they were sponsored through other people, and so you had all nationalities. In fact, if you look at the picture that we've posted up, you'll see some Hispanic babies and a little black baby. So it was wonderful. It was something that everybody was able to participate.
I see a crib in the shot. Don't you have a crib in your exhibit?
We have in our exhibit. We've got the crib and,
yeah,
and a baby in it, and some of the old glass baby bottles and other accoutrements.
Well, let's take the conversation to more modern times. You've got the lodge, which was... That lodge was started by the same railroad guys?
It was. It was the original. Now, the lodge that is here now is not the original lodge.
Okay, that's why I wasn't sure.
They were both built by the railroad. The original lodge, again, goes back to 1898, and it was a beautiful building. It was, I know it was two-story, maybe three, but it was it was a log building. Amazing, everything, the interior, and at the, it was all, you know, handmade, obviously, but looked like a gigantic log cabin.
Well, are you in the ghost business up there by any chance?
Oh, Rebecca gets a
Rebecca, yes,
good reputation. She wanders the lodge every once in a while.
She come down to your store, take out a book or two?
No, she hangs around up there, up okay, the top of the hill mostly.
Well, you know what's interesting? From that lodge, I presume they picked that point, because you could really see White Sands out there in the distance. And I think then the trees grew up, didn't it?
Great. Great view up there. In fact, if you go to the lodge, you can go to the front desk and get the key. You can go up in their tower and even get a better view.
And rub elbows with Rebecca. Yeah,
yeah, that's where she's supposed to be most of the time.
I get that, yeah. Well,
just like Clark Gable and a lot of you know, other guests that have stayed there over the years.
Very famous people have stayed there.
Cloudcroft is an interesting place.
Garland.
And we're not paid by your Chamber of Commerce to do this. We just did this mainly because you sell our DVDs, which is how I know about you.
And a lot of listeners are in Cloudcroft.
But that was it. My sister-in-law, Lynn, said, hey, you got to put him on. He's interesting, and he's got a cool place. And he sells our DVDs. But that's not the bottom line. Cloudcroft is really kind of neat.
It is. It's a wonderful getaway.
That you were you a native? You couldn't have been a native up there, were you?
No, actually, I'm from El Paso, born and raised there, lived there 30 years before I moved up here. I've been up here 26 years, so I'm one of the new kids.
Yeah.
So you're related to the Wootens down here?
No.
Oh.
My name is Wotan.
Oh, Wotan.
I said it wrong. I'm sorry. Okay. W-O-T-E-N is how you spell it, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I spelled it right on the page.
Yeah, we got you written correctly. Just don't say it.
I get that a lot.
Well, so it goes. We're going to take one more commercial break here, Ed. Come back and talk with you a little bit more. Make up something or get a list in your head of things that you can bullet point for us that people need to know about how to get there, what's to do, and other things that are fascinating about Cloudcroft. We're not going to get it all in this hour. They can come talk to you, I'm guessing, at your store.
Absolutely.
There's another option right there. Hold on, Ed. We'll be back in a minute. And Melissa, phone number?
915-544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-0670. That's 800-993-0670. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-0670. 800-993-0670.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Home Jewelry Cleaner. I know people cringe when they hear me say, get that nasty toilet seat off your finger. The truth is, all jewelry worn on the hands and wrists contains bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella at levels much greater than a public toilet seat, bacteria that spreads to nearly everything that you touch. In fact, 1 in 6 people get food poisoning every year. And seriously, that's not right. Do what thousands of people across America have done and purchase my Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. Harness the cleaning power of your dishwasher and make your jewelry look fresh and clean like the day it was purchased. And, at the same time, remove 99% of all harmful bacteria. So get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and clean it with the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner today.
Order now at aquasonicwave.com and click on the red iHeartRadio button to receive free shipping and an extra 6-week supply of antibacterial hydrogel. The Aquasonic Wave is the world's best jewelry cleaner. Order now at aquasonicwave.com and press the red iHeartRadio button.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code IHEART to take advantage of 40% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. And now when you order your MyPillows, Mike is also going to give you free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got to tell you, April 1st, 2017, El Paso Municipal Police Officers Association, EPMPOA, they host a car show honoring all El Paso police officers. This is actually a fundraiser. These officers died in the line of duty. They're trying to expand the memorial for the fallen officers out there in northeast El Paso, Chuck Heinrich Park. Get involved in that if you think that's a good thing for you to do. Call Eloy Cerna, and then Cerna is at 915 area code 494-1710, 494-1710. Get involved in that if you can.
Oh, also, we've got the Buffalo Roast, the 6th annual Buffalo Roast at the Farm and Ranch Museum in Las Cruces.
Oh, cool.
And their program this year is called Amazing Women of the Wild West, and this is being done by Van Ann Moore, and she's portraying she plays several different characters, but these specifics she's going to be talking about is Donna Torres, who owned a gambling house in Santa Fe.
Doña.
Yep, there's the...
Not
the
Donna.
I missed. Doña. And also, they're going to be talking about Susan Shelby McGoffin, who we all know about, and Lydia Spencer Lane, the wife of an Army officer who served at Fort Fillmore. And I've seen some video of her. She is amazing. So again, this is Saturday, March 11th at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum in Las Cruces. Doors open at 5 p.m., and they have a cash bar. Yay. Silent auction and dinner at 6 p.m., and it's only $40 a person. You can't go wrong to
in
get
Las
all that.
Cruces. That's cool. Got to tell you, next hour we're going to be talking with Rod Linkus. He's got Guns on the Brain, Civil War History in El Paso, and a couple other things we're going to get out of him. But also, next hour we'll tell you why the Women's Club is not here today. It's kind of a tragic thought. In the meantime, we do have Ed back on the phone here. Ed, up there in the cool Cloudcroft, you know, we got a call from one of your neighbors down the hill in, where was he, Timberon, I think.
Yes, I heard him. Yes.
Well, all you guys are tuning to us. I appreciate that, because on Saturday mornings, you better. We'll talk about you. Anyway, let's tell a couple of things, if you don't mind, about how to find your store, because and also how to find your museum. Both should be of interest if you're going to Cloudcroft, got an afternoon to spend or two. What are you going to do in Cloudcroft besides go shopping at Ed's store? Where's Ed's store?
Well, actually, we've got a fun weekend coming up a week from now. It's our Mardi Gras in the Clouds weekend.
Oh, I've been there. That's right. Fun.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of live entertainment, fun activities for the kids, Cajun cooking, a parade. It's going to be in all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come on up and enjoy.
Well, what do you have in your store? You're mainly a bookstore, but you got anything else? But what kind of books?
Well, I mainly fiction, hardcover fiction. I have a lot of mysteries. Science fiction, fantasy, historical fiction. I've got over 6,000 titles.
Oh, my.
And right now, I'm the only bookstore in the area after Hastings went away. So a lot of good titles. I love books. I started my store when I retired from teaching. So,
are you an author at all?
I am not. I think a lot of bookstore people, though, think about writing, and I actually have started a novel. But
now you are a writer. Yes, you are.
So tell us, what's the subject you're thinking of?
It's a young adult novel based on a Jules Verne idea.
Oh, boy.
Cool.
Oh, I also happen to know you sell DVDs in your store from El Paso.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a coincidence, you know?
Funny. That's funny how that works.
Those videos, my favorite one is your Waco Tanks.
Oh, thank you. Waco Tanks was so...
I still volunteer down at Waco Tanks.
Oh,
with pictograph tours.
Well, Waco Tanks is one of the oldest art galleries in the West, and that's how a PhD guy put it. One of the outdoor art galleries are kind of rare, but this is the biggest and oldest, and it's in El Paso. And you're a volunteer. Good for you. Well, and you have our video. You watched that video.
Yes, I did.
Well, the guy earlier just won a contest on trivia. He picked that one. So I'm happy we did that video. I'd like to redo it again with helicopters and... All I could afford was a Cessna. That's how that goes.
Hey, at least Ed, you got up in the air.
I did. But, Ed, we got to go now. Thank you very kindly. Take care of Cloudcroft for us, would you?
I will.
And what's a good...
And enjoy up here.
What's a good phone number for you?
Hey, the book number is 575-201-2012.
All right. Thank you, sir. Ed Wooten and Cloudcroft, see you up there. Next hour, we're talking to Rod Linkus. Thank you, everybody. See you next hour.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.